Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill, and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings, so I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
And this is Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast. One-on-one interview with Jill Brennan Lincoln. Jill, hello. How are you? It's been a minute and you haven't changed even one iota.
And I want to say that back to you.
What? Stop it. That we know that's a lie. Okay. But thank you. Even though that's a lie. But in my case, I'm telling the truth because I'm looking at a photo of you on my right, and now I'm looking at you on the Zoom on the left, and there's no difference. The only difference is you're wearing glasses. How the heck do you do it?
I'm doing great. Yeah? How about you?
I'm doing fine. Doing okay. So, yeah, thanks for coming on. This is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. I just watched the episode last night, watched it with my 11-year-old and my 17-year-old, were like, Mom, you were the town floozy. I was like, I was.
So your first episode was season one, episode one, and you were in the pilot episode.
Huh. I was. Do you think they forgot?
Where were you in the pilot?
I was like this teacher. And I came in, and I will never forget because it was your pilot, and it, you know, as all pilots do, it ran a little late, and I was waiting, and I was in New York at the time, and I'd done a play with Ed Herman, so I heard he was in it. I was like, oh, it must be good, and I was just a small part. I showed up. I think I'm not sure if. I found out that the Rory was a Houston from Houston, and I was from Houston. I was sitting outside. It was great. But then I, you know, played this small teacher, and then I came in as Crazy Carrie, and I was like, I guess the teacher just, you know, had really had it and just, you know, really went a different direction.
Right, right.
With Barry and everything. Huh? But it was fun. I was thrilled to get to come back for Crazy Carrie. That was awesome.
And then you portrayed Carrie in season 4, episode 13. Episode 21 came back in season 5, episode 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were the teacher. So how'd you get the role for the pilot? Did you audition or how'd that happen?
I did. And you know, it's funny. My husband and I were talking, you know how, when you've worked a long time, you have like, if you have to audition quickly, you have a couple of characters in your back pocket that you play with, you know, but I read it and I thought it was hysterical because I just thought she was so unaware of how possibly disgusting she was and overt she was. I thought it was more, and I just thought, I mean, I'm telling you, I thought the jokes were great. Right. So we got in there. So I kept practicing, you know, how I might lean over when I was auditioning and reveal my cleavage, because I was sure that's who she was. And when I got into the audition, I actually did that and the button popped open on my shirt and I just was like all there and everybody just cracked up and I was like, oh, I think this went well today.
Funny how that stuff happens and it just works out for the best.
It does. It's right.
You know, and 99 times out of 100, it doesn't work out. And it's like, you know, she came in and there was this thing happen. But you know, I felt the same way when I went. I felt like I was in the right room because some things didn't go well, but they laughed. And I was just like, God, these are the right people. You know,
that's right.
You get that sense. So did they tell you right after you finished the first one that you'd be coming back?
No, they didn't. They called because there was like a ton of people who auditioned for it. You guys were like really a hit already when I came in.
Okay.
So it was like there were some, you know, there were some heavy players sitting out there wanting to do it, that recognizable people. So it was a long list of waiting. But yeah, it was great. I was, you know, I had done a couple of things at that point. But I mean, I really wanted to be on the show. Everybody that I knew that had ever done theater, right, in New York, was ending up on the show that I really respected. So, you know, it just had that feeling. The show just was so quick, so well written, so smart. It was fun. Everybody wanted to be on it. So I was thrilled to get it.
Tell us a little bit about those waiting rooms, because I've walked into those waiting rooms and seen recognizable stars and thought to myself, oh, God, what have I gotten myself into here?
Oh, yeah. You're like, either I'm going to get this because I'm memorized and it's like all there. I've made every choice. They can't take it away from me. Right. I've been in so many rooms with Jane Lynch. This one, I remember seeing Mackenzie Phillips. I was like, what is Mackenzie Phillips doing here? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just have to be in those situations. You start to learn as you do it. Right. You have to nail it.
Right.
You have to be on it or you don't have a chance. Right. Or their agent has to ask for a lot more money, which was, you know, luckily didn't happen to me this time.
I remember one of my first auditions in New York. I walked in and to my right, I saw Alec Baldwin.
Oh my gosh.
And I went, are you kidding me? Are you even, because he'd already kind of hit it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what on earth is he doing here? You know? Then I said, no, that's not the question. What am I doing here? And he's on the phone. And it sounded like he was wearing a tennis outfit and he had his tennis racket. It was all very casual. And he was sort of, you know, running around New York doing things and having tennis lessons and doing auditions and going to lunch and setting dinner up. And I'm like, wow, okay, this is serious now, right?
Yeah.
Those rooms, man, those rooms. I don't miss them.
I don't miss them at all. They were tough. It was, and then you have to keep your act together, stay focused, not get distracted. I could never tell. I felt like there were game playing in those rooms too. Mm-hmm. A lot of attitude, mm-hmm. Sometimes psyching each other out. And then sometimes they were really fun where you were just literally I always do better when the room was fun, when people are goofing off, having a good time. The serious rooms where we were all desperate, more pilot rooms, right? We're auditioning for a pilot, a lead. They were intense. So how could you get through that with, especially when you're auditioning for a comedy?
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think it depends on how bulletproof you are when you walk in. If you know your lines and you're just completely confident, you can go in and have a good time.
That's right. That's right.
In the room and just psych people out, because that's the guy or that's the girl that just pisses everybody off. It's like,
I'm trying to work
on my stuff here, you know, and like you can just feel the tension in those rooms. Everybody's just like.
When you go back to that, how could you really do that when you got 15 pages?
Right.
You know, the night before.
Right.
You know, and that's what brought the stress on, right?
Right.
It's like, okay, here they are. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Thanks a lot. No sleep.
And by the way, Alec Baldwin is there.
Right. And he's relaxed as hell. He's not worried
He's had it for 3 months.
He's probably talking to his agent, talking about the offer they just made, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we got to get more money. I mean, I want to do this, but, you know, it's like, gosh, heck. All right. So we like that Carrie and Luke had a fling and supposedly made out under the bleachers.
Under the bleachers.
And I think I mischaracterized it in the last couple of podcasts I did as actually doing the deed. So it was just making out, right?
I don't know. I never knew. I think it's a mystery.
I let my mind wander a little.
Yeah, maybe.
Shouldn't do that.
He decided they just made out. But I think Carrie think they did the tea.
So the way that Carrie delivers her lines are absolutely hilarious. When you read the script, what was your reaction to it? Initially.
I just thought she was gloriously bold, oversexed, and unaware that it was completely inappropriate when she had a husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's because she lives in that town. Otherwise, you have to play her like some sneaky, gross, horrible woman that's trying to have an affair. I just really think I don't know. Maybe they had an open marriage, or Barry was just checked out.
Right.
Flirting all the time.
Uh-huh.
She was just a party girl. Don't you think she was like the wild girl in high school?
You know, there's always a couple. Sure.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, you remind me of somebody from high school. You really do. And I don't want to say her name.
Please don't.
But she was very popular.
Well, I was not. No, I was a theater nerd. So this was fun to play, because this is really not, you know, that's why my kids were like, you were the town floozy. Your boobs are hanging out. And I was a good one. No, it was really good writing, though. Like that one line, I think there's like, I was watching it last night. It's like we're before the bachelor party. We're in your diner.
Mm-hmm.
The stripper comes in for Liz, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you asked, I wrote it down. It was so funny. Is this how a turkey leg is supposed to look? And she just comes right back. She says, take your pants off and let us see. Come on. I mean, come on. It's this lovely little town. I mean, it's just such good writing. It was funny.
Uh-huh.
It was really like the things that, because we talk fast,
right,
the things we could say.
I know. It was wild. Okay. And so then, what else do you remember about that day? Shooting in the diner with the stripper and the whole thing. What else can you tell us about that?
Well, I remember that kid was super cute.
Uh-huh.
And he did other things, because I was watching it last night. I don't know what he did, but like we were all on that show. So he had another show at some point. So obviously we weren't the only ones who thought he was cute.
Right.
But I mean, come on. Am I at work in the diner,
uh-huh,
and there's this gorgeous guy that ends up being a star. I don't know what I saw him on, stripping for us.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Kathleen, who played Liz,
uh-huh,
was a blast. She was a blast.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And the DeLuise brothers.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
You can't ask for anything better than that.
They were hysterical.
Yes,
so when we weren't on, you know, doing the scene, we were genuinely laughing and having a great time together. So it was a fun day.
Yeah, it's a good day. A lot of good days in that diner. That was a good atmosphere in there, you know.
Just, I like the diner.
I really did too. Because you could, you know, it was outside to begin with, and it had the big windows and you could see everything. And it was just, you know, you didn't feel hemmed in at all. Most of those sets, it was just like kind of closed off. And that was a great place to shoot. I love that. So you watched the episode last night? or a couple of the episodes that you were in?
Yeah.
Okay. And was that, is that the first time you've done that in a while?
In a while.
Yeah. So what does it feel like? Cause for me, it's weird, but I mean, I'm used to it now, but what was it like for you?
Well, I started watching them and I was like, you know, this is just good. This is good. This isn't, you know, cause sometimes you watch your stuff and you're like, oh man, that is just, I mean, I had some cringeworthy moments where I was like, whoa, that's a little big, Jill. You know, I had a few of those, but I thought, God, we were good. Yeah. This is funny.
Yeah.
And I ended up really enjoying it. I mean, especially that one, the Renaissance wedding, and then the Jews and Chinese food where we have, you and I are talking and the kid comes up and we're talking about inappropriate stuff and he walks up. Come on, that was funny. You were funny. You were fun to work with because you were always, the character was always not into it.
Right.
Are you? It was such a great, it was such good writing to put Crazy Carrie up against this guy. She can't see no.
Right. Oh, right. Right.
I liked it. It was great.
Yeah.
My kids laughed. They don't laugh a lot.
Oh, really?
They laughed.
Really?
But I mean, my boobs were hanging out. That was half of it.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to astroproallergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
So what was your favorite memory of being on the set?
Oh, there's so many. I loved going out when they would do the little town square stuff, you know, at the wedding, and then everybody would come together, you know, whenever you had those scenes where it was everyone from the season and the cast. And, but I really do a lot of different things. I love the makeup room, the makeup trailer. Those girls could make you look 10 years younger. I would always walk away with notes. I loved everything I wore. I used to try to steal the like necklace or something because they were always finding something. But probably my favorites were around that time with Liz and the DeLuise brothers, when we'd be off and we'd just be cracking up. And, you know, Dom DeLuise was their dad, and mm-hmm. I had done some play with them. And Liz, with first thing she said to me, the Kathleen who played Liz came up to me and she was like, "You got to talk really fast here." She's like, "You got to talk fast." Mm-hmm. I mean, fast. And I was like, yeah, it'll be okay. I'm going to talk fast. But I loved meeting you. You were fun. Mm-hmm. You always were like, you know, slight bit sarcastic and mm-hmm. funny mm-hmm. and quick. I just thought it was the nicest group of people. I did freak out one time when like I got a line correction for an "and." Mm-hmm. I think I left out an "and" or a "but." Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. So, mm-hmm. okay, now I'm here. I'm coming word perfect.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was no mess around. We'd have, you know, like you, some other actors would come on, you know, New York trained, New York experienced theater actors. You name people come on and they would just not be able to do it. And they would freak a little bit. And it was sometimes sad to watch. They didn't understand initially how fast they had to go, and they couldn't comprehend it because their brain and their emotions never had to engage that quickly. And I just, you know, and they all eventually got it right. Cause you know, you have to, and it's amazing what people can do when they have to do it. And they all pulled through. Everybody pulled through and like, just killed it. Just where they were great. They were great. But initially it was like, wow, they had the same reaction you did. And you know what? And it was also, sorry, but it was also the same reaction we had. When we were first there, it's like, oh, faster. That's the only note we got. Fast, just go faster. So then, yeah. You know, cause we weren't all up to speed right away. So yeah, it was quite shocking.
No, I remember getting a call. Uh-huh. I got a call from my agent.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah. And he was like, "Jill, this is Gilmore Girls. And so like, they always, they want me to tell you like, be off book and you got to move it. There are no pauses." Mm-mm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm a little insulted with my agent, right? I'm like, oh yeah, because you've done this so much.
Right.
I got this. It's called acting on the line. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. And we can do this. But even the first time I got in that scene with you, one of my first scenes with you, I was like, wow, this is fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is getting to the, you know, there's a joke 1, 2, 3 without it feeling like a sitcom, right? Mm-hmm. This is fast. But I remember being on there and I remember seeing some people struggle a couple of times too.
It's just the game moves quickly there.
But once I got into the rhythm of what you guys were doing, mm-hmm. you played the scene with you guys, then it sort of, you got it.
Right.
You got what was going on.
Yeah, you did great because you kept your own rhythm and it didn't seem rushed, which is, you know, the whole art of it, right? That's what you need to capture for your character. You get caught up in our rhythms and our speeds. If you're matching, it's going to be incongruous.
I agree.
Right. You kept your own kind of personal rhythm for the character, which is so hard to do on that show.
Aww.
So good on you for that. So you haven't acted in a while. Do you miss it?
Well, good question. I do. But I, you know, I went and I had two girls, mm-hmm. right? And by the second, the first one, I was like, I got to find some sort of job that's going to be a little bit more stable. And I'll still do this. So I was doing, you know, teaching, right?
Right.
I was teaching acting classes at a university at APU, Azusa Pacific University. And then, you know, I would still do it. I was still doing a lot. I was doing a lot on Boston Legal. I was like 13, 14 episodes, had a great time. This crazy character called Grace, it's a takeoff on Gracie Jane. It was fun. Uh-huh. And then the second kid came along and I was like, it's not fair now. Do you ever think this yourself? I never would have even thought about like stepping away with self-taping, mm-hmm. but you had to show up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got the 15 pages. You had to drive in. You had to be ready to go. Oh, right. My word. Right. If I would have never even thought about going anywhere with the kids screaming in the back, I could have self-taped all the way through that.
Right.
But, right. You know, I did. I fell into starting a BFA and acting program, and I realized I was pretty good at producing. So I, like, became the chair and started this. I don't know. I'm having a great time. It's like a second career. I'm like teaching acting and we're getting ranked and been in the Hollywood Reporter for having a great showcase. So I love it. I am thinking though, I'm like, I'm missing acting some. Yeah. I'm missing it a little. And there's so much content mm-hmm. out there. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know. Maybe I should self-tape. But no one wants to see it, you know. It gets a little hard out there.
It's hard.
You
know? Yeah, it's very difficult. Yeah.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't. It was fun. It's like a vacation when you work.
Well, we need you back. We need people like you back. So get your butt back in.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
You not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're going to play a little game for called Rapid Fire. I'm going to ask you questions. You're going to fire just like the show. You're going to not give it any thought. Just boom. Right? Okay, ready? How many cups of coffee do you have in a day?
Two.
Are you team Logan, team Jess, or team Dean?
I think I'm team Logan.
Who is your favorite Gilmore Girls character?
I loved Paris.
What would you order at Luke's Diner?
Oh, hamburger.
Would you rather go on a road trip with Taylor or Michelle?
Michelle.
Would you finish the lyric, please? And where you lead, I will follow, ...
Oh, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Anywhere that you tell me to, it's okay. You don't have to apologize. Jackson's Vegetables or Suki's Baked Goods?
Suki's Baked Goods.
Would you rather listen to Drella's harp or the Troubadour's cover songs?
Troubadour's cover songs.
Chilton Prep or Stars Hollow High?
What?
Chilton Prep or Stars Hollow High?
Stars Hollow High.
Jill Brennan Lincoln, congratulations. You have passed rapid fire with flying colors.
Thank you. I feel really good about that.
We're happy for you. Thank you so much for your time and coming on. I know you're incredibly busy. Keep going with that program that you're developing over there. Where are you? At Azusa Pacific University?
Yeah.
And congratulations on that. Wish you much success. And say hello to the family for me and all the best.
Yeah, and it's good to see you. You look great.
Oh, thank you. I'm, you know, we're just out here. We're going crazy. That's all, you know, just trying to keep it together.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Take care, Jill. All right, bye. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, S-C-O-T-T-Y-P.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino. Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.